Harley-Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tiger Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our second matchup of the season in the month of September here on Tigers, Aberdeen Central Golden Eagles High School Volleyball. Jackie Bindenagel is head coach of Aberdeen. They come in with a record of 5-3 on the season. And, coach, here we're getting pretty close to the middle point of the season. Just your thoughts so far. I think you did have some revamping to do with the lineup, but at 5-3, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, it's been a good start to the season. Kids are settling in now, and it's hard to believe we're at that halfway point, but you know, we've got a real young crew, and we're just focused on a lot of growth.
And really, the growth has shown at times. I think maybe they got a little wake-up call that opener against Brookings, but since then, you know, you've played some good volleyball.
Yeah, we have. Our kids have stepped up in some big matches, and we just keep asking them to get a little better every day and keep increasing the speed of the game.
You know, one thing I did notice, we played you 2.5 weeks ago. Everybody knows about Burkhardt by now. Bottom line is that you have other weapons, too, and I thought the ball did get spread around quite a bit.
Yeah, we really want to spread the ball around. We have a lot of hitters that can do things with the ball, and so it just makes a better offense the more you can spread it around.
And now Huron comes in, and I guess you don't have to look too far for a scouting report. I just played them 2.5 weeks ago. We were there for a long time.
Yeah. It was a really long match, a fun set five, or a five-setter. And we know that they're well-coached, and they've got good athletes, and we expect another good game tonight.
You know, and bottom line is just talk about Huron, what, you know, some of the things that they have concerns, because really Huron was a little streaky in that game, I thought.
Yeah, they were, and you know, we were too. I think we were down 11-19 in that fourth set and then tie it up, and it's a game of runs, and it always has been. But we know they've got a great libero, and they've got some hitters that can do some good things with the ball, so we just need to be ready for everything.
And as I said, about to the halfway point of the season, you like what you've seen so far. What are some of the things you want to see this crew work on here now as we get towards October?
We just have to keep running a faster offense and getting our middles involved more, and our middles didn't, like, a couple of them weren't even on the varsity last year, so to go from that freshman court to a varsity court is a big jump, but they're doing everything we've asked, and we just got to keep working.
Jackie Bindenagel, head coach of Aberdeen, will take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference. The conference was formed in 1927. For the first 35 years, three sports were offered: boys basketball, boys track, and football. Boys golf and tennis was added in 1962. Wrestling was added in 1964. Cross country then in 1965.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, Downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame report as we talk with Huron Tiger coach Josh Lane. And again, the Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. Construction still underway, but you can still get to the Scoreboard, get yourself a great meal or lunch Tuesday through Friday. Coach, 4-5 on the season. I've had a few days off since playing Harrisburg. You know, Harrisburg, it's just hard to judge anything on that. That, to me, that's almost like going up against a college team.
Yeah, Harrisburg, you know, I was talking to Ronette, Coach Costain, their head coach, prior to the match. Of course, they're getting invites to Las Vegas next year, where, you know, that's an invite top 24 team in the country type event. And those guys, you know, there's a reason Nebraska was in the stands watching their eighth grader and their ninth grader starters playing against us. So at some point, we've got to figure out how we can compete against that. Thursday wasn't the trick, not in the middle of homecoming, not on the road. That's tough. So we got past it. We got past it injury free. So now we're going to go ahead and we focused the last couple days on preparing for this week, which is two ESD matchups. So obviously with Aberdeen tonight, and then Brookings on Thursday, looking to kind of keep that record in the vicinity of 500, if not better.
You know, and we just played Aberdeen 2.5 weeks ago, a marathon five-setter that they were able to pull out. But that was one of those matches where we kind of looked back. Oh, we let some get away there. We blew a couple of big leads, one set we lost, one set we did win. But bottom line is, you know, they're going to feed Burkhardt when she's in the front row. But they also have other weapons.
They do have other weapons. Their pins are really good, right? So both outside hitters and their left-handed opposite, they're going to rely on those kids just like we do. We're going to try to get our middles involved early because we think that's where our advantage lies. And I think that's going to give us some opportunities. But every time you play a volleyball match, you can look back into each set and just find places that, you know, you give away a silly point that you could have easily have won. And we don't have that much room for error, you know, in Huron. So not in our starting lineup anyway. So we want to reduce those. Obviously, every team says that. But we've got to figure out ways to keep those points on our side, not be caught in the net on an overpass and not be out of position defensively. And we got to play with a little bit more discipline this week. We talked about it Sunday. We talked about it Monday, just to try to figure out how to keep those points on our side. And maybe we don't have to go 32-30 or whatever that set was to try to win set four and give us that chance to be successful. So tonight, again, pretty even matchup against two pretty good EST teams in our minds. So if we can minimize those, we can get our middles involved. Of course, we're going to need Hilton to have a great night because we're going to plant her right where, you know, Burkhardt is going to swing hard. And if we can have her, if she gets to have a big night and they're funneling the ball her direction, it gives us the best chance to win.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Again, our Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
And the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with both friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace. I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Ziegeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Paige Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Taryn Chess, number 21, DS.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. We are back here in Aberdeen, just about ready to go with high school volleyball. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV, Aberdeen wins there in straight sets, 26-24. Didn't catch the second set, but Aberdeen did win it. Aberdeen swept the sophomore match, 25-20, 21. Freshman A goes to Aberdeen, 25-16, 11. Aberdeen win the freshman B as well. In golf, you're on Tiger Boys. We're at the Watertown Invitational today. Jack Bales led the way with a 98. Emmerich Denine, a 106. Ben Kleinsasser had a 109. And that is our Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. You're on volleyball's had 5 days off since the loss at Harrisburg last Thursday. Now, kind of getting to more of a normal-type schedule here now, Tuesday, Thursday. Each week, I know they got the Rapid City trip coming up here in a couple of weeks. That'll be a Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. But I do know Huron will play every Tuesday now until I think we get to that second week of November, which is pretty much kind of the common way that our schedule usually goes. So home on Thursday against Brookings for a volleyball, then the long road trip for football Friday, heading out to a Spearfish. Just trying to listen to see if we go to the anthem first or if we do the introductions first before we get set for volleyball here this evening. And for once, I actually got a little extra time at the end of the pregame. I've had a little trouble getting that timed out here so far this year. Not doing the starting lineups first, so here's the rundown. Girls we expect to see on the floor for Aberdeen. Kennedy Osborne, 5'4 senior, defensive specialist. Kennedy Withers, 5'6 junior, right side. Camden Borg is a 5'8 freshman outside. Maddie Sandvig, a 5'3 senior, defensive specialist. Olivia Miller, 5'7 sophomore setter. Daylon Clefman is a 5'7 junior libero. Amelia Reif, a 5'10 junior middle. Abigail DeVries, a 5'8 senior outside. Lauren Burkhardt, a 6'1 sophomore outside. Carly Nyman, a 5'10 sophomore middle. For the Huron Tigers girls, we expect on the floor, Jency Gergen, a 5'8 junior setter. Sam Magmoradeth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6' junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'1 senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior right side. Addie Knight, 5'8 sophomore outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior outside. Haley Rogers, 5'5 junior and serving specialist. Kirsten DeGeese, 5'3 senior defensive specialist. Time for the anthem here, so we'll take a timeout here of 2 minutes from Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bruises and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, TJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95, 1340 KIJV.
Good evening from Aberdeen. I'm Jeff Duffy. 1 minute after 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron in the corner on the second level, balcony level, and Huron in the court closest to me will serve with Jensi Gergen popping a short one. Aberdeen gets to it. Miller will set. Here comes Burkhardt. Just slaps a back row handled by Hines. Quick set. Here's the tip by Dreyer. Aberdeen there. Quick set over and got the line. That'll be a kill for the setter, Olivia Miller. 1-0 lead for Aberdeen. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Scott Wagner, Daddy Wags, is on the floor officiating. Not sure the other official, but they are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Aberdeen on the attack, right side. Dug out by Dreyer, set right back to Dreyer from the middle, taps it up the middle, found the campfire. Nice touch by Aurora Dreyer, made the dig, something she doesn't normally do, and then the set came right back to her, and she just popped it in that middle hole. And we're tied at one, just underway. Addie Knight will serve, sophomore for the Huron Tigers. Puts it up back row, nice dig by Aberdeen. Here's the hit, Burkhardt, back row, played by Hines. Set to the left. Here's Allie Davis winding up, going wide right. Hitting air puts Huron up, or Aberdeen up, 2-1. Kennedy Withers will serve for the Golden Eagles, wearing their white tops, Huron wearing their black. Set for Meg Moradeth and try to tip it to the left, and again just trying to guide it too much instead of doing a nice open swing. 3-1 lead for Aberdeen on the air by Meg Moradeth. The lefty Withers serve received, down to get it was Hines. Left side hit, and Davis muscles it through the block. Davis with the kill. Huron gets one back, and it's 3-2 Aberdeen. Chloe Carr into the front row for Huron. Stepping back to serve is the designated server for Huron, serving specialist Haley Rogers. This is the rotation where Hines is on the bench. Serve receive back row, Kleffman. They'll get it off to the left side. Pop it way out. Hitting air by Amelia Reif, and we're tied at 3. Just underway here in Aberdeen. Got an on-time start. We're way behind schedule when these two teams played in Huron 2.5 weeks ago. Serve receive, back row, Kleffman. Here comes Burkhart, blocked and out. Oh, must have came off the antenna. Who gets the point there? Okay. It's a kill for Burkhart right away. They pointed at Huron, but I thought Huron's block, and then the block hit the antenna, and that'd be out. And it is. 4-3 lead, Aberdeen. Burkhart now out of the front row. She will serve, and Hines back on the floor for Huron. Burkhart will send it back row, and splits right between Hines and Knight. That'll be an ace for Burkhart. 5-3. Communication not there for the Huron Tigers. Burkhart again prepares for the serve. Into the net, service error. And again, Huron within one at 5-4. Now coming in to play back row for Aberdeen is Maddie Sandvig, as Burkhart goes to the bench. Dreyer out, and Maddie Juergens to serve and play back row for the Huron Tigers. Juergens hits it short into the net. First service error for Huron, 6-4 lead Aberdeen. Checking into the front row is Nyman for Aberdeen. And checking in to a serve is Abigail DeVries. I believe she's the serving specialist for Aberdeen. Serve received, Juergens set to the left. Davis pounds it back row, too long. Huron looks a little out of sync on their attacks right now. 7-4 lead Aberdeen in set one. DeVries again with the serve, played by Juergens. Set, here's the hit, Chloe Carr into the front row. Nice dig, back row Aberdeen. Here's the attack by Aberdeen, and drops in the middle again. Got to have better communication than that. Camden Borg with the kill for Aberdeen. And Aberdeen up 8-4, and Huron just looks flat here to open up this match. Serve to the corner, played by Knight. Set in the middle, the hit by Carr, blocked back, dug out by Huron. Here's the two-hand tip by Davis. Aberdeen handles it. Set across the tip, back row, Juergens. Juergens with the quick set across. Aberdeen digs it out. Miller will set off that left side, back row, popped in the air by Hines. Hit one of the beams, but Huron still controls. Free ball to cross by Juergens. Miller will set from the middle of the hit cross court, and that eats up Knight in the back row. Kill for Nyman, her first, and Aberdeen up 9-4, and retired Major Lean wants a timeout. Aberdeen up quickly here, 9-4 in set one. You're on Community Campus timeout, home of $40 credits. The break, though, is 30 on Dakota Sports.
And then carry out for fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
That Huron Community Campus timeout taken by the Huron Tigers, down 9-4 here in set one. And DeVries will serve for Aberdeen off the timeout. To the corner goes to Knight. Gergen with the quick set in the middle. Oh, nice dig by Aberdeen. Chase it down, third hit. They will get it across with Miller. Set, here's the tip by Carr. Aberdeen digs it out. Miller with the quick set, and she finds the spot in the middle of the campfire. 10-4. Aberdeen made a great play, and I believe that was Sandvig that made the dig on Huron's quick set. And then there was Olivia Miller to do the same to Huron, 10-4 Aberdeen. Serve, that will be played by Davis, set for Carr. Her hit, blocked back, dug out by Knight. Over the net, dropped down by Gergen. Jensie won the battle at the net. Gergen with the kill, her first. 10-5. Huron finally breaks that Aberdeen run. I think that was 5-0 Aberdeen. Serve Allie Davis. Aberdeen gets over there on the serve receive. Left side hit off the top of the net. Knight with the dig. Set back to Addie. Knight with the hit back to the corner. Too long. Boy, Huron just really struggling to get the hits in right now. Have had several goal long. Hitting error puts Aberdeen back up 11-5. Miller, the center, serving. Juergens goes down to get it. Kept alive by Gergen. Just a free ball by Knight. Aberdeen can set it up here. Back set, right side hit. Withers finds the corner. Withers with the kill, and Aberdeen just has the offense humming, and Huron doesn't have a lot of answers here. 12-5, Aberdeen finding a lot of open spots. Olivia Miller serving. Back row, Juergens, back set. Here comes Carr. She'll tip towards the corner. Partial block. Nice save by Kleffman. Hit left side, goes long. Hitting air by Borg. Huron gets one back. It's 12-6 Aberdeen in set one. Hilton Hines will serve for the Huron Tigers. Hines sails it short. Oh, nice serve receive overpass, though. Set to the left. Knight will just two-hand tip over the block. Aberdeen gets control. Free ball with Kleffman. Backpedaling. Huron a little struggle. And third hit. Backline attack by Davis. Aberdeen digs it out. Here's the left side, and that will sail into the back wall. Camden Borg with the big hit. Huron couldn't come up with the dig. 13-6. Aberdeen controlling set one, and Burkhard back into the front row. Aberdeen actually stretched the lead out with Burkhard on the bench. Now she's back in. Serve receive Juergens. Gergen will do the one-hand tip over and misplayed by Burkhard. Jensi Gergen has a couple of kills to lead Huron in the first set. 13-7, Huron back within six. Gergen now will serve for Huron. Second time at the service area for Gergen, so Huron's made a complete rotation around. Back set, right side hit, Withers into the net. Aberdeen making a few mistakes now. Huron, couple points in a row to pull within 13-8. Gergen will serve to keep momentum going for the black and orange. Takes a soft serve again. Kleffman comes up to get it. Bumped by Miller. Hit by Burkhard. Back row. Hines is there. Back set for Dreyer off the right pin. Aberdeen got a block on it. Dug out. Bumped by Kleffman. Here comes Withers again and goes wide left. Boy, she had Huron leaning the wrong way but just missed on the hit. Huron within four. 13-9. Best run for Huron in set one. 3-0. As Gergen looks to keep momentum going, pops it over to the left, serve receive Osborne. Here comes the big hit and blocked into the net by Huron. Big hit by Burkhard, her second kill. And Aberdeen goes back up 14-9. Kleffman to serve. Back row Hines, bump. Here comes Dreyer. She'll lean in with that left arm. They're going to call a tip on Aberdeen, and Dreyer will get the kill. But what are we doing here? No, they are. Originally, they called the line judge called a touch on Aberdeen, which I didn't think. It looked like they did, and now Major Lean, or retired Major Lean, wants to get an explanation of it. Now, it didn't look to me like it was tipped from my vantage point, but originally the line judge did call a tip. Bottom line is it will be an Aberdeen point, 15-9 Golden Eagles. Served by Kleffman. Gergen will set. Here's Dreyer with the tip. Kleffman with the dig, tipped across by Burkhard. Gergen will set across. Knight with the two-hand tip and dumps it right in front of Miller. And Addie Knight with her first kill, 15-10. Huron back within five. Need to get some momentum going. Knight will serve for Huron. Addie to the corner. Over there with it, Withers. Back set right to Withers. Dug out by Dreyer. Bumped ahead by Hines. Here comes Davis with the slap up the middle. Burkhard with the dig right back to her. Burkhard with the tip over the block and right in front of Gergen. Nifty play there by Burkhard as she just read the floor. Saw the block was tight and there was room right off to the right of the block and tipped it right there. 16-10 Aberdeen, set one. Withers serving. Serve receive Hines. Set in the middle. Meg Moradeth into the net. And Aberdeen up 17-10. Huron still looking mainly out of sync here in set one. Withers serving for Aberdeen. Back row to Hines. Set by Gergen. Here's Davis winding up, and that one had to be touched at the net. It was. Give the kill to Allie Davis, her second. And serving specialist Haley Rogers on for Huron. Again, the one rotation where Hilton Hines will sit. Rogers back row, and that eats up Kleppman in the back row for the ace. First ace of the night for Huron. Haley Rogers delivers. Huron back within five at 17-12. And Rogers serves back row too long. So an ace, then a service error, and Aberdeen inches the lead back up to six at 18-12. Second service error against the Huron Tigers. Burkhard will serve, so she rotates out of the front row. Hines back on the floor for Huron. Back row serve receive Knight. Gergen will just give it to Dreyer, who tips. Aberdeen there. Kleppman sends ahead. Left side hit. Blocked at the net by Dreyer as she stuffs Borg. Huron back within five, 18-13. Aurora Dreyer, her second kill. She checks out and in to serve and play back row. Maddie Jurgens for the Huron Tigers. High short serve. Aberdeen plays it. Set across. Left side. Hit blocked and out. That'll be a kill for Borg. Her third. Aberdeen back up six. 19-13. And Aberdeen comes in with their serving specialist, Abigail DeVries. Serve to the corner, and Jurgens, it ties her up. She was going to let it go, and it came off her arm out of bounds. An ace for Aberdeen. Aberdeen up 20-13. Taryn Kass going to check in to play some back row for the Golden Eagles. Back row serve receive, shanked by Hines, and Huron just continues to look out of sync, 21-13. And that's back-to-back aces for DeVries and Aberdeen Central, and they're up by eight. Serve, back row. Hines stretches out to get it. Set for Davis. She'll tip through the block. Allie Davis will pick up the kill. 21-14, Aberdeen. Davis with her third kill now leads Huron in that category. Allie will step back and serve for Huron. Some work to do here in set one. Huron trailing 21-14. Into the net. Service error. Aberdeen in control up 22-14 in set one. Third service error on the Huron Tigers in set one. Olivia Miller, setter, is serving. Serve received Davis. And pass just to Gergen. Couldn't get under control. Another ace. And Aberdeen just blowing out the Huron Tigers now here in set one. Serve receive has struggled. Four aces in the set for Aberdeen. Serve receive Davis. Gergen will bump it back to the middle. Here comes Knight, just two-hand tip. Aberdeen can set it up. Set to the left. The tip by Borg. Huron handles it. Here's the two-hand tip back by Knight and deflected. He had two girls going after it. The last second, Carly Nyman just made a play on the ball and knocked it away from the two diggers. 23-15 is Knight. Will get her second kill. Hines serving for Huron. In the corner, played by Withers. Set back to Withers. She'll just tip it high in the air. Gergen will set for Meg Moradeth. Powers it through the block. Oh, nice dig by Aberdeen. They get it back across. Quick set across by Gergen. Third hit. Aberdeen will get it across. Gergen from the net will set Knight. Her hit back row. Dug out by Aberdeen. And oh, set. And that time, Nyman just jumped too early, and she was back on the floor before she made contact and hit it into the net. You're on trying to stay alive here at 23-16. Aberdeen on top. Hines serving. And she'll deliver the ace. Dropped it right in front of the back row player, Sandvig. You're on within 23-17. Second ace of set one for Huron. Hines, back row, serve, receive. Withers, right side hit, Borg, blocked by Meg Mordeth. Aberdeen sets it up again and tapped into the back row. Overpass here on Aberdeen, trying to get control, and Miller thought it was going to hit the net, and it didn't. She couldn't make a play on it. Here on back within, 23-18. Aberdeen wants a timeout. Here on trying to stay alive here in set one, down 23-18. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forrish a call today. See the best.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
That was a Huron Community Campus timeout, offering a quality education at an exceptional value. Huron trying to keep in it here. Aberdeen using a timeout as Huron has rattled off four unanswered points to pull within 23-18. Hines serving off the timeout, pops a short one. Aberdeen gets to it. Miller will set. Here's Withers with the hit, drills it right in front of Hines. She's not the tallest girl, but she's left-handed. She's got some hops, and she puts Aberdeen to set point at 24-18. Second kill for Withers. Kennedy Osborne will serve and play back row for Aberdeen at set point, Golden Eagles. Back row played by Cass. Set for Meg Mordeth off the right pin, blocked by Burkhart. Aberdeen digs it out, get it back to Burkhart. She'll hit up the middle. Hines is there. Here's the tip across by Gergen. Gergen, a nice decision there, as it looked like Aberdeen was waiting for the set and going to who they thought the hitter was going to be. Third kill for Gergen. And Huron hangs tough at 24-19. Set point two for Aberdeen. Gergen serving for Huron. Float a short one. Burkhard there, set right back to her. Her hit down the line eats up Gergen, and Aberdeen will take set one. 25-19, Burkhard with the kill. Aberdeen up one set to none. Here on Community Campus, timeout 2 minutes. Here on Community Campus offers courses through Northern State University. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Clark Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Clark Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Or if they own and operate, visit them at 201 Marcus Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Set 1, Aberdeen 25, Huron 19. Set 1 and Oofta, Harrisburg 25, Washington 8. Now, Washington's been a top program for years, and, boy, I don't think Washington's seen the short end of a score like that in a long time, but that's just how good Harrisburg is. It's your Kurt's Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron looked out of sync. It looked like they started getting things going a little bit there towards the end of the first set. Just have to have a stronger start here as we get set for set two. Get a little more momentum going. I don't think Huron ever led in the set. They did not. Aberdeen had opened up a couple of bigger leads. 7-8. 8 was the biggest lead for Aberdeen in that first set. So get our lineup checks, and we will jump into set number two here at Golden Eagle Arena. With video streaming and everything, I'm now at the top corner on the balcony level. Before, I was always at the scorer's table, which was always interesting in volleyball because you had to keep your head on a swivel during warm-ups. Set two, Kennedy Osborne will serve for Aberdeen, and that eats up Cass in the back row, an ace. And Aberdeen up 1-0. Ace there from Kennedy Osborne. Cass starting the second set for Huron. Osborne, this time handled by Davis. Set by Gergen. Mangmore. Death just pops it to the corner and just missed. But again, Huron just not in sync on the attacks. 2-0 lead, Aberdeen. Osborne to serve as Aberdeen again building a little early momentum. Back row played by Davis. Gergen keeps it alive. Davis will free ball. Aberdeen can set it up. Miller will set Burkhardt off that left side. Just two-hand tips it, though, and she'll be called for the illegal hit. Burkhardt just didn't like where that set was, and I think she changed just a two-hand tip and probably not the form she's used to. Huron on the board. It's 2-1 Aberdeen, and Gergen serving for the Huron Tigers. We're in set two. Aberdeen up 1-0. Serve receive Burkhardt, back set, Withers off that right side, dug out by Hine, set, here's the tip over the block, and was it touched? It was not. It was out, and Aberdeen point 3-1. Boy, I don't know how Aberdeen didn't touch that, but it is the opposite side of the court where I am, too. Aberdeen serving. Set by Gergen, right side, Knight with the two-hand tip. Huron not doing a lot of power, it seems like, either. Free ball across by Osborne. Gergen will set. Here's Dreyer. There's a nice swing through the block of Burkhardt and knocks it through, and Huron gets one back. It's 3-2. Dreyer picks up her third kill. Addie Knight steps back to serve for Huron. Into the net, service error. Aberdeen back up 4-2. Fourth service error on the Huron Tigers here in the match. Aberdeen's had one. Serving is the lefty, Kennedy Withers. Serve receive, back row Knight. It's going to be tipped across by Dreyer. Set to the left, the hit by Burkhardt. Tigers a nice dig with Gergen. Free ball to cross Dreyer. Set in the middle this time, and that goes way out as Reif tried to cross up Huron and way too much on it. Hitting air, Aberdeen gets a point back to Huron. It's 4-3. Serving specialist, Haley Rogers on for the Huron Tigers. This is the rotation again where Hilton Hines has a seat. Serve receive, Withers. Set across Burkhardt, winds up, blocked but out. Dreyer was there but just couldn't get control of the block. Burkhardt will pick up her fifth kill. Aberdeen back up two at 5-3. Now Burkhardt back to serve for the Golden Eagles. Into the front row is Camden Borg for Aberdeen. Hines back in for Huron. Etter Libero. Serve received Davis. Set for Carr. Her hit blocked back. Huron ricochets. Gets called for the illegal hit. Block kill for Amelia Reif. Her first kill of the night. And Aberdeen up 6-3. Burkhardt serving. As Aberdeen has controlled things to this point. Back row eats up Hines. Another ace for Aberdeen. 7-3. Golden Eagles. Second ace for Burkhardt. Second ace this set for Aberdeen. And Aberdeen starting to inch ahead. 3-0 run to go up 7-3. Serve back row, down to get it. Rogers kept it alive. Free ball to cross Dreyer, but again, Huron doesn't set anything up. To the left, the hit up the middle. Nice dig by Hines. Kept alive Gergen. Hines will free ball from the back row. Miller from the net. The set, the tip by Borg over the block and in front of Gergen sliding from behind. The tip for the kill. It's 8-3. Aberdeen, and Huron needs a timeout. Aberdeen opening up a second set lead. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Two plays for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them at 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lubes also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sundays. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Huron Community Campus timeout. Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. That timeout by Huron. I think Coach Lean's blood pressure up a little bit. Serve, receive, overpass Huron. Aberdeen gets control. Third hit, Aberdeen a little indecision. They do get it across. Gergen sets. Quick set up the middle. Aberdeen digs it up, but out. That breaks the Aberdeen run. And right now, Jency Gergen is leading Huron in kills. She has four. And Aberdeen's lead cut to 8-4. Taryn Cass in. Dreyer checks out as she rotates out of the front row. Serve back to the corner. Serve receive by Aberdeen. Quickly hit across by Borg. Gergen sets to the left. The hit down to the corner by Davis. Knocked it in. Davis with the kill. Huron try to build a little momentum now. Davis with her fourth kill. It's 9-5. In favor of Aberdeen, Cass serving, and serves long. Aberdeen back up 10-5. Second service error this set on Huron. Fourth overall. And Aberdeen's in with their serving specialist, Abigail DeVries. Sent it to the corner, Cass over to get it, bumped ahead. Attack by Davis, and that eats up Borg. Borg couldn't decide if she wanted to play it or not. Allie Davis with five kills. Now she leads Huron in that category, 10-6. Huron back within four. Davis will serve for Huron. Short serve into the net. Huron just out of sync. Third service error for Huron in this set and six overall. Aberdeen up 10-6 and serving. Serve received Davis. Goes sideways. Knight keeps it alive. Free balled by Carr. Aberdeen. Miller will set it from the net. Back set. The tip by Withers. Blocked back by Carr. Nobody could dig it out. Withers will pick up her third kill. Aberdeen up 12-6 in set two. Aberdeen serving with Miller. Davis struggles with the serve receive. Nice save by Carr, and then it hits off the scoreboard at the top over the net, hitting air here on 13-6. Now Huron going to sub in, as in for the first time is Kirsten DeGeest. Just trying to find a combination that gives Huron a little fire on the floor. Serve received cast, kept alive by Hines, tipped across by Carr. Aberdeen back sets, right side hit through the block, dug out by Hines. Set to the left, the hit by Knight, up the middle, Aberdeen with the dig. Miller sets, the hit by Borg, grills it up the middle. And Aberdeen getting some space here again at 14-6. Borg with five kills. Aberdeen's been running their offense. Huron basically has not been able to get into their offense. Cass on serve receive. Bumped by Gergen. Knight with the hit. Back row. Aberdeen digs. Set to the left. Hit by Borg again. This one too long. Hitting air Aberdeen. It's 14-7 Golden Eagles as Huron gets one back. Hilton Hines to serve and Samantha Meng Moradeth into the front row for the Huron Tigers. Hilton Hines, back row, serve, receive, Withers, set right back to her. Her hit up the middle, dug out by Hines, overpass, and Huron can't dig it off the net. That'll be a kill for Nyman, her second. 15-7, Aberdeen just basically keeping their ground here, not letting Huron get any momentum at all. Osborne with the serve for the Huron, or for the Aberdeen Central. Golden Eagles into the net, service error. Just the second service error on Aberdeen. Huron has six. 15-8. Huron gets one back. Gergen serving for Huron. Gergen sails it back row. Burkhardt in. She has the serve received. Chased down by Kleffman. Pre-balled by Miller. Huron can set it up. Gergen back sets. Here's Dreyer on that right wing. Nice dig by Aberdeen. Hit by Burkhardt. Drills it right at the feet of Hines. Burkhardt with six kills. Aberdeen goes up 16-8. Kleffman, libero, serving now for Aberdeen. Serve receive. Back row, DeGeest. Left side hit across by Meg Moradeth. Set to the left. Here's Burkhardt again. Tigers got a block on it. Bump it ahead. Knight goes with the tip up the middle and freezes Aberdeen. Campfire shot. Four girls looked at it as it hit the floor. Addie Knight with her third kill. 16-9. Huron back within seven. Knight steps back to serve. Davis into the front row for Huron. Serve back row. Kleffman handles it. Back set, Withers with the hit through the Tiger block. Withers powers it through her fourth kill. 17-9, Aberdeen continues to enjoy the healthy lead. 16-9, I'm off by one to the scoreboard. Set, here's the hit by Davis. Aberdeen gets control, hit. Tigers a block on it, dug out by Knight. Meg Moradeth will go two-end tip, dug out by Burkhardt. Right back to her. Burkhardt with the hit. Blocked by Meg Moradeth, and Aberdeen can't get the control off of it. Meg Moradeth will pick up her first kill off the block. 16-10, Aberdeen. Serving specialist Haley Rogers on for the Huron Tigers. Trailing one set to none and down here in set two, 16-10. Serve goes long. Boy, the serving has been off tonight for the Huron Tigers. Fourth service error this set and seven total for Huron. Hines back in for libero purposes. And Burkhardt rotates back row to serve for Aberdeen. Jump serve into the net. We swap service errors. Huron back within six, 17-11. Second service error this set in Aberdeen, three total in the match, and Maddie Jurgens in to serve for the Huron Tigers. Huron's got to get some momentum. They just haven't been to string together a good run of points. Serve received, nice handle by Aberdeen, but then they hit it out. Good hustle there by Miller to keep that ball alive, but just couldn't get things in sync. Huron, a couple points in a row, but we need to string more like that. 17-12. Huron back within five. Back row, that's played by Withers, bumped. Here's the left side hit for Borg. Huron digs it out. Davis will hit, blocked at the net. Huron keeps it alive. Aberdeen will tap it back. Pass up ahead, Davis with the hit. Back row, played by Aberdeen. From the middle, the hit back row, dug out by Juergens, bumped ahead. Free ball by Davis to the corner. Withers there, set to the left. The hit by Borg, blocked and out. And Aberdeen gets one back. It's 18-12. Borg with six kills, three in each set. DeVries, serving specialist for Aberdeen, back in for the Golden Eagles. Back row, serve, receive. Back set, here's Carr with the hit to the corner. Aberdeen digs it out. Quick set across Miller. Juergens gets there. Quick set by Gergen. Aberdeen gets it and then hits it out. Well, a lot of action at the net. A couple of one and two hit attacks. Aberdeen makes the error. Here I'm back within five at 18-13. Allie Davis steps back to serve. Knight rotates into the front row. Serve receive, Aberdeen. Miller sets to the left, Borg off of Juergens. We have a late whistle and they're going to call double hit, I believe, on Juergens. 19-13, Aberdeen back up by six. Now Hilton Hines having a conversation with the R1 on what the call was. Aberdeen serving, Olivia Miller, the setter. Back row played by Davis. Here's the quick set across Gergen. Aberdeen digs it out. Get it over to Borg, right side. Tigers get a block on it. Set for Knight off the left side through the block. Ricochets back and Aberdeen can't get control. Knight will get the kill. Addy now with four. 19-14. Huron trying to hang around, but got to string together a few more points to make it a little more uncomfortable for Aberdeen's lead. Hines serving. Floats a short one. Kleffman goes down to get it. Here's Withers on the right side. Blocked her in the net. I'm not sure which. Going to be a point here on either way. Here on back within four. 19-15. Aberdeen wants a timeout. Here on Community Campus, timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
With Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, offering courses through Northern State University. Here on, maybe getting a little sign of life here now as it's 19-15. Yeah, I know. I'm missing a point, I think, for Aberdeen as well. Scoreboard says 19-15. That's what I'll go with. Serve receive, back row, Aberdeen. Miller will set. Here's the tip by Withers, dug out by Juergens, set to the left. The hit. Blocked at the net. Huron overpasses and going to be swatted down by Borg. She has seven kills for this set, and Aberdeen goes back up 20-15. Kennedy Osborne will serve and play back row for the Golden Eagles. Back row, serve, receive Davis. Quick set, Gergen. Burkhardt with the dig. They send it back to her. Burkhardt drills it into the back row. And Aberdeen back up by six, 21-15. Lauren Burkhardt now with seven kills, three in this set. And Aberdeen 4 points away from a 2-0 lead. Osborne serving. Goes long. Service error. Huron gets one back, 21-16. Third service error this set on Aberdeen, four total. Jency Gergen will serve for the Huron Tigers. Pop it short and shanked off the antenna. misplayed by Nyman. Nyman probably just needs to let Osborne play that from the back row. That'll be an ace for Gergen. Her first of the night, first of this set for Huron. Huron within four. Serve is short, Aberdeen there. Miller will set. Here comes Burkhart with the big hit. Nice dig by Hines, but Huron could not get over to control the dig. Falls to the floor. Another kill for Burkhart. 22-17 Aberdeen. They're 3 points away. And now serving is Taylan Kleffman. Serve received. Knight got twisted up, but Huron does get it across. Blocked at the net. Aberdeen. Burkhart again with the tip. This time Dreyer tips it back and out. And again, Huron just out of sync. Not setting anything up. Aberdeen now 2 points away at 23-17 in set two. Serve by Aberdeen. Serve receive. Hines, quick set. Not sure where we're going with that. Passing error in Aberdeen at set point, 24-17. Set point and Kleffman, the libero, serving for Aberdeen. Back row, serve, receive, Hines. Set for Knight, her hit, cross court, dug out by Miller. Pass ahead, Withers with the hit, dug out by Gergen. Pass ahead for Dreyer, her hit, back row, Aberdeen. Osborne digs it out, back set for Withers, gets it through the block and gets the kill, and Aberdeen takes set two, 25-17. Aberdeen up two sets to none. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment, or call the Huron Eye Clinic today at 605-352-4181.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com, or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Set three here on Tigers. Some work to do, down two sets to none, and really have not looked in sync at all here during the course of this match. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Jefferson won the first set off O'Gorman, 25-22. Harrisburg up two sets to none on Washington, 25-8, 25-17. Let me see if I got anything else. Roosevelt got the first set on Brandon Valley, 25-22. Watertown up on T area, 25-10, 25-9, two sets to none. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So see if we can come up with some answers here for the black and orange. Have not led at all here through the first two sets. Aberdeen taking the first, 25-19, the second, 25-17. get the lineup checked, see if we got some fire on the near court with our Huron Tigers as Aberdeen has controlled it. So start set three, and Huron is making some changes here. First off, starting the third set is ninth grader Reagan Bischoff, so she'll take over setting duties for Huron. Sends it back row, serve, receive, Kleffman. Set for Burkhardt, left side, cross court, dug out by Hines. Pass ahead by Bischoff, free ball to cross by Davis. Here comes Aberdeen again, back set for Withers, this time through the block. Drills it down, and I think Huron was in the net as well. Withers with the kill, that's her sixth, and Aberdeen up. One nothing here to open up set number three. Also starting the third set for Huron is Kyla Pesky. Bischoff will set across to Pesky. Her tip blocked at the net by Withers. Huron again in the net, and it's 2-0. Aberdeen just has controlled this from beginning to end, just doing some lineup changes to see if they can come up with a spark. Kleffman serving. Serve received Davis. Bischoff will set. Left side hit Pesky through the block. Dug out. Set ahead for Burkhardt off that right side. Goes to the corner. Hines there. Back set. Pesky right side right into the Burkhardt block. And Lauren blocks it. Knocks it back 3-0. Aberdeen. Ninth kill for Burkhardt. Aberdeen quickly building a lead here in set three. Bischoff sets, right side Davis, back row, too long, and 4-0. Aberdeen just starting to pull away. Huron has never led so far tonight. We're in set three. Serve receive Hines, Carr keeps it alive, free balled by Davis. Aberdeen on the attack, Burkhardt again, this time two-end tip, cross court, too long. Went wide right, and Huron on the board on the hitting error, 4-1. Aberdeen, Davis will serve for the Huron Tigers. Davis into the net, 5-1. Aberdeen. Seventh service error on Huron, serve receive Hines, Bischoff. Will set to the left. Knight with the hit back row. Tried to split the back row, but too long. Hitting error, 6-1. Aberdeen. Withers, the lefty to serve for Aberdeen. Serve received Knight. Back set Bischoff. The hit by Pesky. Partially blocked. Aberdeen will go right back to Burkhardt again. Up the middle off of Hines. 7-1. Aberdeen. Burkhardt with 10 kills. Withers prepares to serve as Aberdeen just trying to run away and hide again. Serve received, bumped ahead by Bischoff. Free ball by Carr and goes long. 8-1, Aberdeen. Timeout Huron. Aberdeen in control, up 2-0. 8-1 lead here in set three. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus, timeout, quality education, exceptional value, $40 per credit hour at Huron Community Campus. Huron looking for answers anywhere they can find them. We've made a few lineup changes, but nothing is working for the black and orange tonight. Aberdeen up 8-1 off the Huron timeout. Serve received Knight. Set back to Addy, her hit back row, Burkhardt there. Miller hustles over to get it. Free ball by Burkhardt, and nobody home in the corner. 9-1 Aberdeen. 11th kill for Lauren Burkhard. Now Huron going to sub in with Juergens into the back row, and Gergen going to come back and serve again for Huron, or a set again, excuse me, for Huron. Withers will serve for Aberdeen Central. Back row, serve receive by Juergens. The hit by Knight, too long. 10-1 Aberdeen. Withers, serve, receive, back row, Davis, bumped ahead, Gergen, free ball by Carr. Here comes Aberdeen, right side hit, Rife through the block, tipped it through, Rife with her second kill. Aberdeen in the 10-point lead, 11-1 in set three. Serve into the net, service error by Withers. That was a 7-0 run by Aberdeen. Now 11-2. First service error against Aberdeen, fifth of the night. Hines serving to the corner. Withers on serve receive. Set for Burkhart, right side, through the block. Nice dig by Juergens. Quick set across Gergen. Handcuffed. The two girls were kind of looking at each other. Gergen picks up her fifth kill. 11-3 here on. That's her first kill of the set. Hines serving for Huron. To the corner. Down to get it. Aberdeen. Nice serve receive. Free ball by Burkhard. Dug out by Knight. Set right back to her. Knight with the tip over the block. Finds the open spot. 11-4 here on. Back-to-back points. See if they can build on that. Kill number five for Addison Knight. Hilton Hines with the serve for Huron. Serve receive up the middle. Rife overpass, and Meg Morideth goes up and knocks it back as she outjumped Rife. Sam Meg Morideth with her second kill, both on blocks. 11-5. 4-0 run for Huron. Hines back to the corner in front of Withers. Went down and got it. Burkhard will wind up, drill it. Oh, just caught that back line. Close call goes Aberdeen's way. It's 12-5 Golden Eagles. Burkhard now with a dozen kills. Burkhard rotates out of the front row. She'll serve for Aberdeen. Back row, Hines. Gergen back sets. Right side, Meg Morideth popped up in the air. Aberdeen digs it out. Set off to the right by Borg. Dug out by Knight. Set ahead, and Knight just going to have to tip it over the block. Set in the middle, big hit, Rife, nice dig by Davis. Here comes Knight again with the tip, again blocked down. Huron gets it over, no, is that a four-hit attack? That's double hit on Huron, either way. Point Aberdeen, 13-5. Aberdeen up two sets to none as Huron has had a struggle here in Golden Eagle Arena. Serve receive, back row, pass ahead, going to be a free ball by Hines. Aberdeen controls, set to the left, the tip by Borg, Juergens there, set to the left, Knight with the head up the middle and drops it in. Addison Knight pulls Huron within 13-6, that's six kills now for Addy. Dreyer into the front row as Juergens rotates out, and Jency Gergen with the serve for the Huron Tigers. Goes to the corner, and that handcuffs a back row there, Sandvig. Huron within six, 13-7, trying to build some momentum. Second ace for Gergen. Gergen again pops this one short. Sandvig comes up to get it. Miller bumps it to the left. Borg with the hit and drops it through the Huron block. 14-7 Aberdeen. Borg with her eighth kill, first of this set. Abigail DeVries, serving specialist for Aberdeen, serves it into the net. Second service error this set, Aberdeen, and six total. Huron back within 14-8. Addie Knight will serve for Huron. Wants to know where to serve it. Nobody's giving her a signal, and she's just going to let it fly. Serve, serve received. Nice one by Borg. Set back to her. Borg hits left side. Dug out by Gergen. Here's Davis with the tip back to the corner. Played by Withers. Set across. They get by Borg again through the block. Didn't put a lot on it, but Huron just has had trouble blocking here the last couple of weeks. Saw it there again. Borg will get the kill. Nine total. 15-8 Aberdeen. Serve, receive, Hines. Here's the hit. Dreyer powers it through the block. Answers for Huron. 15-9. Dreyer with four kills. Carr into the front row for Huron. And coming in to serve is Kirsten DeGeest as Meg Morideth comes off. Hines also off as for her one rotation. DeGeest serves to the corner. Borg has it. Back set. Right side hit. Blocked at the net by Davis. Huron showing some signs of life. Within 5, 15-10. Allie Davis picks up her sixth kill. DeGeest looks to keep momentum going for the black and orange. Pops it back row. Aberdeen handles Sandvig. Here's Withers with the hit. Left-handed. Pops it through Dreyer's block. Aberdeen back up 6-6, 16-10. Withers, I have her now for eight kills. And Kennedy Osborne to serve and play back row for Aberdeen, and Hines back on the floor for Huron. Serve goes wide right. Both teams have been a little dicey with the serves here in the third set. Third service error in Aberdeen. And Huron again within five at 16-11. Eight o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Serve back row, serve receive. Leftman, here's the hit, and back in is Burkhardt, and she drills it right through the block. Burkhardt with 13 kills, 5 in this set, 17-11. Aberdeen back up by 6. Serve back row, Davis on the serve receive. She'll take the set and hit it, Aberdeen. Miller's going to set. Here comes Burkhardt again through the block. Carr was there, but Burkhardt powered it through, and Aberdeen just maintains that lead now 18-11. Burkhardt with six kills in this set, and I have her for 14 total. Kleffman with the serve. Tigers get under it. Here's Davis with the hit cross court. Kleffman digs back set. Right side hit Withers. Quick set across by Gergen, and they're going to call a double hit on Gergen. And Aberdeen up 19-11 and looking to pull away here. Kleffman with the serve for Aberdeen Central. Play back row Juergens, bumped by Gergen, and Davis with the hit from the middle. Dug out by Osborne, set for Burkhardt again, cross court. Nice dig by Knight, quick set Gergen, slap back by Burkhardt. Now quick set back by Gergen. Aberdeen a little in scramble here, Burkhardt will free ball it. Here's the set, the hit by Davis, blocked, but she got it through. No, Aberdeen, nope, they hit the antenna. Aberdeen almost saved that. Davis will get the kill. I will say Huron kind of prematurely celebrated there. The ball was still live, but then it hit off the antenna. And it's 19-12 Aberdeen. Davis serving for Huron. Serve received. Kleffman over there. Set for Burkhardt. Her hit down the line. Juergens there. Set for Knight. Her hit. Blocked and out. Huron start. Are they? Well, who's got it? Yep, okay. One official was pointing to Huron. One was pointing to Aberdeen. It is Huron's point. 19-13. Knight with another kill. Huron actually finally getting some attacks with some better hits on them. But there comes Aberdeen. Answers with the kill by Withers as she hits off that right side through the Huron block. It's 20-13. Aberdeen, Withers, who just got the kill, now serves for the Golden Eagles. Serve received, back row Juergens, back set. Carr hits to the corner, dug out by Kleffman. Set off to the left, the tip by Burkhardt, Huron there. Two-hand tip by Knight over the block, dug out by Withers. The hit goes long, hitting air by Aberdeen. That was Rife. 20-14, Huron within 6. Huron trailed by 10 at one point here in the set. They have not led throughout the night, down two sets to none. Serve, receive, Withers. Quick set across, nicely executed by Miller. You went up with her offhand, her left hand. Picks up her third kill, and Aberdeen 4 points away at 21-14. Stepping back to serve, Lauren Burkhardt. Burkhardt into the net, service error, 21-15. That is the fourth service error in Aberdeen. They have eight total tonight. Gergen will serve as Dreyer rotates in. Jurgen's off for Huron. Pop a short serve. Asanve comes up to get it. Set to the left. The hit by Borg through the Huron block. Huron has just struggled with blocking. Going back to Harrisburg. Tenth kill for Camden Borg. Aberdeen up 22-15. Looking for the sweep here in set three. Abigail DeVries, serving specialist, on for Aberdeen. To the corner, Davis. Gergen back set. Right side it. Drops it in the corner. Nicely placed by Knight. 22-16. Addie Knight now with eight kills, four in this set. And we finally seen Huron run a little more offense and giving girls a chance to swing at the ball at the net. We didn't hardly have any of that in the first two sets. Miller sets. Borg, dug out by Gergen. Going to be a free ball. Meg Moradeth, Aberdeen. Miller just going to do the tip, and it was blocked, but rolled over. Another tip kill for Miller. She's got four kills, and Aberdeen 2 points away, 23-16 on top. Serve to the corner, played by Davis. Back set, Dreyer. She'll just have to do a one hand off balance. Bumped by Kleffman. Here comes Withers with the hit. Cross court, eats up Hines in the back row. And Aberdeen at match point, 24-16. Withers with 10 kills, 5 in this set. And Burkhardt has 6 kills in this set. Match point. Hines goes down to get it. Set for Davis. Her hit left side, back row, and Huron stays alive. Kill for Allie Davis. Davis with 8 kills, 24-17. Match point 2 for Aberdeen. Huron has the serve, though, and Kirsten DeGeest to serve with no room for error. Serve, receive, Aberdeen. Set back, Withers into the front row and hits it off balance and out of bounds, 24-18. And we go to match point 3. DeGeest just needs to get it over and give yourself a chance. Match point into the net and rolls over for the ace. When it comes to serve-receive, nothing you can do about that. That's an ace for Kirsten DeGeest, 24-19. DeGeest, back row, serve-receive, Sandvig. Set it, here's the hit, and Withers knocks it through the block, and Aberdeen completes the sweep here tonight. The final, Aberdeen wins straight sets, 25-19, 17-19. Aberdeen 6-3. Huron drops to 4-6 on the season. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is up after this Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Are you looking for an easier way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when you need them. Liquid supplements are easy to handle and have improved mixability compared to dry feed. Dakota Land Feeds is your only local feed dealer to manufacture liquid supplement right here in South Dakota. Dakota Land Feeds, your local feed source.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Well, Aberdeen just took control, never looked back. Huron never had a lead in any set, and Aberdeen cruises to a 25-19, 17-19 win. Aberdeen improves to 6-3 on the season. Huron drops to 4-6. Run down some of the stats here. I think I got everything totaled up here. Aberdeen, as I said, now 6-3. Kennedy Osborne had an ace. Kennedy Withers, 11 kills, 10 kills for Camden Borg. 4 kills, 1 ace, Olivia Miller. 2 kills, Amelia Reif. Abigail DeVries had a pair of aces. Lauren Burkhart, 14 kills, 2 aces, 2 kills for Carly Nyman. For Huron, now 4-6 on the season. 5 kills, 2 aces, Jency Gergen. 2 kills, Samantha Meg Morideth. An ace for Hilton Hines. 4 kills, Aurora Dreyer. 8 kills, Addie Knight and Allie Davis, and an ace apiece, Haley Rogers and Kirsten DeGeest. Those are the stats. We'll wait for Coach Lean to come up. We will pick a Sun Gold Sports player of the game. Right now, we take another Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to Aberdeen, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bruises and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Rocking Z Acres of Wessington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Z Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back in Aberdeen, let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. O'Gorman and Jefferson are tied at a set apiece. Jefferson took the first set, 25-22. O'Gorman the second, 25-21. Harrisburg up 2-1 on Washington, and we kind of joked about that. We didn't know if Harrisburg would give up a set at all during the season, but now they've given up a second set, gave up one last week to Dakota Valley. Harrisburg up 2-1 on Washington, 25-8, 25-17. Then Washington came back, 25-19 in set three. Roosevelt up 2-0 on Brandon Valley. Looks like they're trying to close it out. They're up 25-22. 25-22, 23-15. Watertown, a sweep of T area, 25-10, 9, and 11. Mitchell and Brookings looks like they're still in the first set. No score from Yankton Lincoln and Sturgis Spearfish. So that's what we have for our AA scoreboard update from Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Still waiting for Coach Lean. I would imagine he's probably got some things to say to the girls as Huron struggled from beginning to end here this evening. Aberdeen completes a sweep of the Huron Tigers. I think it's been a while since Aberdeen has won both matchups in the regular season over Huron, but certainly happened this year. A five-setter that, anybody could have won in this one. Well, this one was all Aberdeen. We'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour, a great way to get those generals done before you move on, and an inexpensive way, and you can do it right in Huron at Huron Community Campus. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial color, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back in Aberdeen, and Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame continues. Head coach Josh Lean joins us here tonight. Coach, really don't know where to start. I just didn't feel we ever got anything into offense. Maybe late in that third set we finally got some good swings, but basically Aberdeen just kind of put the ball where they needed to, and we just never reacted.
Well, we didn't get off the bus, that's for sure. We left our game on the bus tonight and didn't even come to play. So, Aberdeen did what they wanted. We didn't put enough service pressure on them. We didn't put enough offensive pressure against them. They stayed in system all night. Their setter stood right in the
middle of the net.
In the middle of the net and dealt the ball to whoever she wanted, and we weren't really able to do anything about that. I mean, we know that Burkhardt is going to take some hard swings, and she sure did. We weren't able to stop as many as I would have liked to seen, but of course, you know, last time we played these guys 2.5 weeks ago, we were able to serve the setter 12, 13 feet off the net. And that changed, you know, Burkhardt's confidence in her swing, and we were able to play defense on it. But tonight we were absolutely unable to serve aggressively, swing aggressively, or do anything that actually resembles the Tiger volleyball that we're trying to play. So, Aberdeen, again, that's two matches in a row now. I kind of got after them a little bit in the locker room. Just felt like we didn't get off the bus to come play an Aberdeen team that we felt like we could have competed against.
You know, and like I said, it just never felt like we were in sync or in system. That's the proper term for volleyball, and it kind of showed, because I don't know if we ever had a run of more than 3 or 4 points in a row, because if we felt like we got a little momentum, Aberdeen always came up with the answer.
Yeah, and it's those moments we talked about in pregame, right, where, you know, it's an undisciplined movement on defense. You're not where you're supposed to be. You're not going to make the move you're supposed to make, and we weren't able to just keep that momentum going on our side. You know, one thing that really sticks out is I think the last time we played these guys, of course, we went 5 sets, so that skews the statistical numbers a little bit. But I think Aurora Dreyer had more kills the first time we played these guys, and she had swings tonight. And we really did not do a good job of figuring out how to be open and get the ball to the kids who've got us the best chance to succeed. And we got some work to do, and we've got one practice to do it, because Brookings is going to come to town on Thursday. And a week I thought maybe we could try to go 2-0 in the ESD. We're already down 1, and it's time to go to work, because Brookings is going to travel the short 70 miles and give us fits, because, you know, their strength is the same as Aberdeen's strength. They've got strong outside hitters. They've got a decent right side. And so we've got to grow up real quick in the next 48 hours.
Sun Gold Sports, player of the game, Sun Gold Sports at Center Plaza, downtown Huron, or visit sungoldsports.com. We're going with Allie Davis tonight. I thought she and then Addie Knight as well kind of came together there in the first set. We finally got the offense going kind of the way we wanted, at least with those two girls. You know, we ask Allie Davis to do a lot.
We do.
We ask her to hit. She looks like she's bulked up from last year. Ask her to hit. We ask her to play around. You know, we need her to do a lot of things.
We definitely do need her to do a lot of things. And I'll tell you that, you know, she started out, her game was a little bit backwards tonight. And I'll say that maybe as a compliment, because she knew in her mind that she's been struggling a little bit as a hitter at the net, not maybe making, you know, the best choices with the volleyball. And I thought tonight as a hitter, she did a really good job of maximizing what she could do with the ball based on the set that she was given. So pretty proud of her for doing that. Now early, she had some movement in her platform on serve receive. Usually she's spot on, and we welcome other teams to serve at her. But tonight, Aberdeen's serve was a little overpowering for her at the very beginning. She had a little bit of movement that kept her off base, but she dialed that in late in the game. And forced the Eagles to serve somewhere else. And so I really did think that she played the most complete game tonight, and things that, you know, fans don't necessarily pay attention to. But I thought Allie did a good job of being where she needed to be, playing the ball she needed to play, and then scoring points when we needed her to. So I'm pleased with her effort tonight. To be honest, I need more than one kiddo, right? That's kind of how this game works. And I don't have a, you know, a kid like Aberdeen's got that can get 20, 22 kills a night right now. And so Allie's going to need some help on Thursday, that's for sure.
And just wrap it up with this, you don't want to forget it, but you do want to learn from it.
Yeah, you don't want to forget it. I know, I'm struggling to.
You're trying to forget
right
it.
Now. I mean, I don't know if I'm not getting after him early enough. I really felt like, in the middle, I think, of set 2, pulled some kids off the floor, gave them an opportunity to take a deep breath, replaced them for a minute, and then they went out and really played hard. And I would like to think that I've got good enough kids that I don't necessarily have to do that, right? I can leave them on the floor. They can play that hard from the opening whistle. And so I don't know. I don't know. We're going to work as a coaching staff to see if we can't get them to fire up a little earlier and be ready to go. But this was definitely not the defensive effort that we're capable of giving, and Aberdeen, credit Aberdeen, they just took it to us, and they were able to stand there and just blow for blow. We weren't able to absorb it as well as we did 2 weeks ago when we played these guys. So onward now to Brookings.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a final timeout of 1 minute and wrap things up here from Aberdeen on Dakota Sports.
Us offers epoxy floor coating for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at Pro Clean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East. Or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan Tanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan Tanger.